This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
A group of scientists have warned women who abstain from sex that they may be putting their health at risk.
You know why? Because they are.
That's right. There's increased levels of protein that causes dangerous inflammation.
Very dangerous.
Ladies, we are here for you.
The men's room top 10.
We can't be more selfless.
The men's room top 10.
10 health benefits of sex for women. Leave it to a man to tell you what's good for you. Am I right? Think of it like this. If you're married and your husband still wants to bed down with you, then it's all good. You may even get your own happy ending once in a while. However, if the well is drying up between your legs, chances are he's already taking his bucket to get his fill somewhere else. Maybe it's time to cash in those chips and just get that cat. What do you say?
God bless it. Damn, VD, easy, man. Okay.
He reads romance novels on the side.
Yes, he does. He cares. And as do we. So, ladies, these are 10 health benefits of sex just for you. Number one, it lowers stress. Several women's health issues like heart disease are a result of stress. For some, sex is a great way to relieve that stress.
Depending on your plane ride, do we have a doctor? She's having a heart attack. I am on it.
I'm here for it. During sex, the brain's pleasure centers are hit with dopamine while levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, drop. Oxytocin, which boosts feelings of friendship and happiness, is also released. The chemical cocktail can have a calming effect when you're feeling stressed.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I am a doctor.
Ladies, it boosts your immune system. Research conducted at Wilkes
University. Take off
University,
that mask. Get over here.
Wilkes University found that college students who had sex at least once a week had higher levels of immunoglobulin.
What college student doesn't have sex once a week?
You wouldn't have headaches if we had sex.
Yeah. That's why you go to college.
You know the guys. You know the ones. I gotta wear a mask.
Ladies, have you got some high blood pressure issues? Well, good news. Sex lowers your blood pressure.
Oh, excellent.
High blood pressure can lead to serious or fatal cardiovascular complications, and research shows that high blood pressure also negatively impacts female orgasm. Sex has been linked to lower systolic blood pressure readings.
Do doctors tell women this?
They should.
Honestly, like, look.
Any responsible doctor should be saying this.
Absolutely.
Screaming it from the rooftops, man.
If it's true, like, ma'am, your high blood pressure, blah, 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 I know you don't want to hear that. Are you married? Are you in a sexual relationship?
That's right.
Yeah, look, man, get it on more.
OBs, like, come on, follow us on this. Tell these ladies these things, because these are 10 health benefits of sex.
Here's the thing, they may tell ladies these things, just our ladies don't tell us.
That's right. Oh, that's the goal.
I'm going to book club.
Ladies, your heart, it improves your cardiovascular health. Sex and health are closely linked, and in one study, women who reported having a satisfying sex life, there's the key, and a reduced risk of hypertension and other problems.
Get rid of the treadmill.
Get up on your haunches. Work out.
Hey, you sleep better. You an insomniac? You having troubles in bed?
Oh, God, without question.
You sleep better. Sleep can relieve insomnia. After orgasm, prolactin, a hormone that promotes relaxation, is released. And research shows that sex triggers the production of significantly more prolactin than manual stimulation does.
Guys and women.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was great, baby.
Hey, if you're not really into it, good news. Sex will increase your libido. High libido is associated with improved self-esteem and pain resistance, among other benefits. You'll feel more desire for your partner, which can turn into feeling more desire for yourself, i.e. more sex, better health benefits.
Yeah.
Bam.
I mean, that kind of adds up if you have more sex.
Yes, it does.
I mean, nobody gets good at a sport by not practicing.
That's a fact.
That is a strong point.
That is an absolute fact.
And 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. You know what? No practice.
10 health benefits of sex for women. Let me tell you this. You don't need that egg. Nah, because sex works your pelvic floor. Pelvic floor muscles, which are responsible for controlling the flow of urine, among other things,
I'm here to help you pee.
Can become weaker with age or after pregnancy.
So shut up, Gwyneth.
During sex, these muscles get a good workout. You can exercise them on your own by doing the Kegel exercises, but sex will also put them to work.
Yeah.
Well, right. Mike, I don't think we should tell them to stop practicing those muscles.
Well, practice them during sex is what I'm trying to say there.
Well,
Ted.
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, it's like a workout routine. It's a 20-minute workout. Come to my gym. Oh, yeah. One client at a time.
Ladies, do you feel...
You know what? I'll be your leg day.
Oh, nice. Ladies, do you feel like the intimacy of your relationship is fading? Well, good news. Sex creates intimacy. Researchers have found that sex creates intimacy and affection in relationships. The more sex a couple has, the more they feel connected to each other. This is from researchers, gang. Research also shows that physical touch...
The research of Mike!
...and affection... I wrote this entire thing. Research also shows that physical touch...
That would be awesome. He did a lot of hard work on that. You know what? He looked it up.
Damn right.
He's working on it.
Research also shows that physical touch and affection are very important, even for couples who have been together for a long time. And talking to a partner after sex to discuss your feelings and fantasy benefits your emotional health.
Do that again, but take out your dentures next time.
I mean, that's a real conversation after sex.
It is. You're almost checking the tape, like, all right, how'd we do on this play?
You could ask for a lot. That's not a good idea, honey. We should get a dog.
Yes.
You said we could have a dog. That was within 30 minutes of me having sex.
That's right.
All right.
Nothing I say.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing should be taken serious in that afterglow.
You took advantage of me.
Right. I was in a sensitive moment.
10 health benefits of sex for women. Ladies, good news. It protects that big old brain of yours. One study found that women who remained sexually active into old age had better cognitive function than those that didn't.
So there's
think
one
about Betty White.
There's one downside, then.
It's when they keep their brain.
Yeah. Get smarter. That's all I need.
Researchers measured by the women's ability to recall words and adjusted to the results to account for factors like depression and physical activity level. Sexually active people performed much better on that test.
You think it's like they sound like the Scarecrow at the end of Wizard of Oz. Oh, my God. Suddenly I know the 18 decimal points after pi. Like, I did my work.
Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yesterday you couldn't read. I'm back.
Have sex. Get smart. And then I'm going to leave you with this. This is the last health benefit of sex for you, ladies. Again, get rid of the treadmill. Because sex burns calories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some estimates put it at 5 calories per minute. So,
all right, 10 calories.
You can actually check the time and know how many calories.
Well, I burned 10 calories during lunch break in my car in the parking garage.
Boyfriend, we burned 25.
So, ladies, take care of your health. Have sex with your man tonight. Gents, you're welcome.
I'm not even horny. I'm just worried about you, honey.
That's right. Yeah, I'm here for you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help you out, survive.
You worry about my health, I worry about yours. I eat celery, you give me sex.
If you're going to make me change my diet, then I'm helping you too.
That's right.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.